Hello everyone, welcome back to the Mike Armstrong Welsh Dragon podcast show. And today I'm going to launch a new feature on my podcast. It's going to be called What's Wrong by Armstrong. My name is Mike Armstrong, and so the new feature, What's Wrong by Armstrong, is going to talk about some things that are wrong with people's businesses, entrepreneurship, maybe what's wrong with their sales and marketing. It's going to be based on my experience over 35 years in sales and marketing, over 30 years employed in sales and marketing, and, you know, been self-employed for 12 years or so now, however long, building my own sort of digital marketing business, consultancy and agency. And I do a lot of business networking, so I go to a lot of real world events and online events, and especially in the real world events, when people find out I know a bit about sales and marketing, I'm experienced in sales and marketing, they always ask me about their website. They say, can you have a look at my website and tell me what's wrong with it? And I don't generally need to have a look at the website to tell people what's wrong with it, because 9 out of 10 websites have the same problems. You know, 1 out of 10 websites probably get it right, and the other 9 out of 10 get it wrong. So I don't need to necessarily go and have a look at their website. But the fact that they're asking me to have a look at their website means it's not necessarily working for them. And so they need some help, some improvement. And generally, when people need help and improvement with their website, it's because they've got the same things wrong with their website. So on this episode of What's Wrong by Armstrong, I'm going to talk about what generally businesses get wrong with their websites. So one of the things they get wrong is they host it on a not very good platform. They, you know, use a cookie cutter sort of drag and drop basic platform is often what they do, or they have bad hosting and that sort of thing. And these things affect things like the time loading of your site and the quality of your site and the how often your site's up and running, all these sort of things, which are technical things about a website, but they actually are part of the ranking of a website by Google. So if you invest in, you know, low quality platforms, low quality hosting and all that sort of stuff, then that's going to affect the ranking of your site, which is going to affect how productive and how effective your website is. So that's one of the things you need to look at and make sure is working right for your site. Make sure your site's loading properly and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, you have to make sure it's mobile friendly, and you have to make sure the technology's working, and make sure, you know, all your plugins and pop-ups are all working. So a website is a evolving thing. You need to keep an eye on it and keep working on it regularly, and not just sort of create it, stick it online and leave it there, which is what the vast majority of people do with their websites. So that's one thing. The other thing a website you know, often fails on is interactivity. So it most people's websites is just a few pages, like a brochure basically online of who they are and what they do. Whereas if you can actually make your website interactive, maybe with online shop features, a blog, regular content, updating of regular content, newsletters, features, top 10 lists, white papers, link to all your social media, all that sort of stuff. If you can keep your website live, interactive, organic, living and breathing, rather than just one-off static, stuck in time, then that's going to affect how your website is ranked, and also how your customers engage with your website as well, and your prospects and your potential customers and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, you need to make your website interactive, real life, real time, breathing, etc. And if you're regularly changing content on your website, then Google will actually trawl your website. It'll crawl your website with its spiders more regularly, allowing you know, your regular updates to appear in the search engines quicker and more efficiently, more effectively, etc. And you'll also rank higher especially compared to other competitors who don't have live, real-time, updating, regular updating websites. You're going to outrank those companies just by the fact that you're regularly updating your site and your site's more interactive, more engaging, people are spending longer on the site and all that sort of thing. Some of the, these are the metrics that Google measure in order to decide which sites it wants to rank. Also, you know, the content that you have on your site, how relevant is it to the subject matter and the keywords that people are searching you for and your business for? You know, you need to have high relevancy to the keywords that you want to rank for. So you need to be the obvious place that Google sends people to when they're trying to find out what it is they're trying to find out about you and your business. So what are the subjects, the points of discussion, the problems you solve, etc. And are you the obvious place to send searches to, or are there other places online that are talking about that subject matter and that content and those problems better than you are? So you need to research this, look at what who else is offering content around your subjects, your services, the problems you solve, etc. And you need to make sure you're creating content that is outshining the content that already exists. Are you talking about that subject more comprehensively, more often, more regularly? Are you the expert about that subject? Is your website the expert about that subject? Is your content the regular? Are you writing your content in a way that ticks all of the boxes when it comes to Google algorithms and their assessment of your site? So all of these things need to be taken into consideration. If you take these things into consideration and do them effectively and keep your site breathing a living organism real time with regular content, the best content online, the most thorough content, etc., then you're going to drive traffic to your site, you're going to be better optimized, and you're going to get inquiries. But if you don't do any of these things, then you're just going to be another static, dead, you know, dying brochure site on the internet that is never going to pick up any leads, never going to pick up any inquiries, because there's just better sites out there offering solutions to the problems you're trying to solve. So, you know, you're not going to get that traffic. Google's going to send that traffic elsewhere. So that's some of the things you need to be thinking about, some of the things I know without even looking at your site you're getting wrong if you're looking for help and improvement on your website because you're not getting any inquiries. So that's the first, what's wrong by Armstrong feature. Hopefully you'll have got some useful information from that. The main thing you should be looking to do from this information is either explore your website and look at what you think may be wrong and try and get an expert in to help you correct some of the errors and what's wrong with your site. Or you should be contacting an SEO expert, a web content expert, and actually getting them to look into your site more in-depthly and to correct some of these things so that your site's offering a better experience, your content's more comprehensive, and your technology behind the website is better as well, so that all of these metrics which Google use to rank your site are all going to improve in order for you to move further and further up the search engines, in order for you to start getting inquiries into your business. So nothing else really for me to add on that. Just want to say thanks for listening. Have a great day. I know I will. I wish you all the best. Cheers. Bye-bye.